This week's mailbag comes from Allison, who just moved from our home in Kentucky. She writes, I'm still surrounded by moving boxes, but I'm trying to do the double 100-day challenge with what is already unpacked. At first, I thought I would wait to start the boxes until I was unpacked, but one of your assistants assured me that starting now would work for me. She was right. I don't make all the progress I want to each day, but knowing I have a framework and a plan keeps me from having to decide each day what to do. I can just focus on what you tell me to do. When it comes to school and work, I have a place to put all my ideas where they won't get lost and a more consistent time to get the work done. I am eager for my house to be more organized and unpacked, but the real difference that I am experiencing for the first time is a sense of calm as I am doing this. My thoughts are calmer and I don't feel bewildered, like breaking down. I wish you could come down here and help me through all of this, but I listen to your podcast throughout the day and you are great company. You've helped me know that I can do this. You are helping me become more goal-oriented. Thanks so much for writing, Allison. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It's time to talk all things planners. What is a planner? Why would you use a planner? Why did I start using one at the age of 14? What goes into a planner and how does it make you a more productive person? Now, first of all, I want to define the word planner. When I say planner and you find out how I've used planners over the last 30 years, I mean planner. And what most people think of when I say planner, or what most people are selling in the marketplace when they say planner, is a date book. Really, a portable calendar that you carry around with you and you record when you're going to do things. And it's not as much of a planner as when I use a planner. So a planner used correctly will increase your productivity. A date book is really a portable calendar and to-do list. And the more I think about why I am so productive, how I get so much done, it's because I don't have a to-do list. I didn't really realize this, but now that I can see over time how I got rid of my to-do list. This idea that we carry around a to-do list or we have a legal pad of every single thing that we possibly could do or needs to get done on a regular basis is not very plannery. Also, I want to first talk to you about the fact that there are monthly planners, weekly planners, and daily planners. I use all three, but not inside of a planner. So I was at Staples a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago. I had a little bit of extra time and I used to love to go to office supply stores. I know, I'm such a nerd. And go up and down every single aisle and check out all the different kinds of pens and the different kinds of legal pads. And at one point I had legal pads that had clouds on them. I thought that was so cool. I mean, I geek out over office supplies like you would not believe. And I was putting together this latest planner that we're coming out with this week. And I was thinking, well, what am I missing in my planner? Like, what do other planners have that mine doesn't have? Because I hadn't really looked at any planners in the marketplace in quite a few years. I had stopped using a planner around 2014. And when I created the 100-day home organization planner, I just went through my memory of what I used as a homeowner, what I used as a teacher, and what was in the 100-day program to kind of make the best planner for those of you going through the program. But since we were revamping the planner this summer, I thought I would go and look and see what was, you know, in the stores. So I picked up some of my favorite old planners, that at-a-glance planner, you know, the ones that are like as old as time. And I looked through here and I was like, what planning elements are in here? And there are none. It was like, oh my gosh. This is just like a monthly calendar with a weekly calendar, like, and some note pages. That's it. That's the whole entire planner. And it's called a planner. I was like, well, surely these other ones have more stuff in them. I started looking at all the planners and they didn't. There was a great new line by a blogger that had her planner in the store. I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to have my stuff at Staples. Like, that'd be so awesome. And I went and looked at that planner and it was exactly like the other planners, only it was really bright colors and there were lots of stickers. And I was like, well, where's the planning? Like, there's no planning in any of these planners. And I realized that people who have used planners up until this point, or people who use planners and are productive like I am, we infuse the planning part into these simple planners. They don't come that way. And more of us who are productive and making our own planners are making that planning part that we do intrinsically more visible for you to see. One of my very first Christmases with Greg, we did not have children yet. He bought me a Franklin Covey planner. Now, if you are not a nerd like I am and you do not know what that means, there is a whole store for people who like planners and it's called the Franklin Covey system. And they are these, you could get 8.5 by 11 binders. There are all these really nice binders and this was a navy leather binder. Oh my gosh, it's probably, maybe, possibly the best Christmas present I've ever gotten. It was a navy leather binder. And then you get to pick whatever you want inside. So when I was in high school and I got a planner, it was one of those spiral bound small student assignment planners. But I got mine at the Hallmark store, another store that I could spend a lifetime in. By the way, they have the best puzzles at the Hallmark store, Springbok puzzles. If you know somebody in your life that likes a puzzle, buy them that for Christmas and they will be like, how did you know about Springbok? Anyways, I digress. I didn't use the student planner as a high school student. I went and I got my own planner and it was cute and had like teddy bears on it or something. And I had a monthly calendar in there and a weekly calendar. And I remember every single week on Sunday night, looking at what I had to do that week, planning out my projects, making sure I would get everything done and writing my assignments down in that weekly planner. Then as I got through college and I became a homeowner and also a teacher, I realized that those simple spiral bound planners didn't have enough room for everything that I needed. And I moved to these Franklin Covey binder systems. And I particularly like the one that's like 6 inches by 9 inches. It's like a little bit bigger than a piece of paper folded in half. And I would say from 1995 through 2010, 2012, I use these Franklin Covey planners all the time. Now, the one thing about a Franklin Covey planner versus like just a regular little mini notebook is it has like 8 holes that you have to punch everything in order to fit in the binder. So if you go with the super special Franklin Covey planner, definitely invest in the hole punch, which I still own, even though I don't use those anymore. And when I had this little portable binder, I really made it my own. So if you've ever seen the movie, what's that movie? He breaks out of jail and he's a baseball player. Anyway, he has a Filofax. They used to be called a Filofax in the 80s. And it's one of these Franklin Covey planners. And he loses the Filofax and he has to find it. I'll have to remember what the name of that movie is. But I remember watching that movie, which I've watched numerous times. It's a really funny movie. And the whole time I'm like, where's the Filofax? How do we find the Filofax? I can't imagine. What if I lost mine? I then found my Franklin Covey planner, put all my information in it. Like literally, this was before we carried around laptops. This is before we had cell phones. So I had all of my information in this little mini binder that I would carry everywhere. Now, you don't need those Franklin Covey binders as much because I would have information in there like questions I wanted to ask my kids' doctors. I now have that in my phone. I literally had all my contacts in there, like phone numbers and names of all of my downline in my Creative Memories team. I had those in there. I had a lot in there that now we actually naturally have in our phones. So my need for that Franklin Covey planner has gone away. This could be a long podcast. I'm just warning you. I have lots to say. So let's talk about a monthly, a weekly, and a daily planner. Most planners on the market, most of them that you're going to find, are going to have a monthly page where you can see the whole month at a glance. And then when you flip the page, you'll be in week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. And then you flip the page and you're to the next month. I love that layout for a planner. I think that that monthly component, if it's missing, Well, I don't use it as much anymore as I used to, just because of the way my days go. I think that there is value in being able to see a whole month at a glance, like, oh, we're going to the beach the first week next month, so I don't have that day. Or being able to look at a calendar and say, okay, the second and fourth Tuesday, I have this every single week. It just seeing the whole month at a glance, it gives you a big picture of how full your month is. And usually on those month at a glance pages, I don't put in any detailed information. I only put in, you know, trips that we're taking, if I'm spending a whole day with the kids somewhere and I can't schedule anything else. If I have an evening thing going on, I'll mark that on the monthly calendar so that I could see, you know, what is going on where, so that I don't overschedule myself. 99% of what I put in a planner, I put on the weekly page. So if somebody says, hey, can you do lunch in 3 weeks, I would flip to that day and look at that day. And that's where I put all of my actual date information down. Now, full disclosure, I don't use a planner like that anymore. I have a Google Calendar. So all of that information goes on my Google Calendar. When I turn on my computer, I see a week at a glance. When I'm looking at my Google Calendar, when I open my Google Calendar on my phone, I just see today. So I can see everything that's going on today. So the weekly part of your planner, whether you use a physical planner or a Google Calendar, is for you to plan out how you're going to spend your week and projects. Don't worry, we're going to get into that in a minute. And then a daily planner. I always wanted to need the gigantic daily planner that Franklin Covey sold. It's, you know, 365 pages, and it's like this brick. It's like a 2-inch brick of pages that go in your planner. And I wanted to be able to have that. And I tried, like, I had the divider tabs in my planner, and I would have the month, and then I would have the week, and then I would go down to the day. And for me, planning out the day was just too detailed. I was spending so much time writing things on each individual day, and it was so myopic that on Monday, I wouldn't know what was on Wednesday. It just didn't work for me. I think daily pages probably worked really well for people who worked in corporate and had a ton of meetings like I have now. Like today, I could see using those daily pages, but I don't need them anymore because I have a Google Calendar. What I do is the night before, I make my daily action plan for the next day. I think if you're planning your days down detail to detail, minute by minute, so far in advance, it's really hard for you to see the big picture. Now, when you're planning out your planner, it is helpful to have themed days. So we've talked about monthly is big picture, and weekly is when you plan your week. And I have just gone through the process of planning my next year. Now, I plan my year 3 times a year. You can listen to this in podcast 134. This is where when I think back on this, I would clean out my planner and buy new planner pages 3 times a year. Like, this is just something I have always done ever since I was 14 and I remember planning. In August, I cleaned out my planner, or I bought a new planner, and I planned the school year, which is September through December. In December, I would buy a new planner or buy new pages, and I would plan out what I call the new year, January to May. And then in April, I would usually not buy a summer planner, but what I do in the summer is I put my entire summer on one sheet of paper. So I have all 12 weeks on one sheet of paper. It just looks like a really big Excel spreadsheet that you print out. And I would plan my entire summer on a piece of paper. And so I have instinctively done this since I was 14. And in episode 134, I really explained to you what these 3 years are, how they each have a different energy, and I do a different kind of goal setting, a different kind of planning. So currently, I'm recording this in August of 2018. I am in the process of planning my school year, which is September to December. The first thing I ask myself when I plan my next year is, when are my focus days going to be? When are my flex and my meeting days going to be? So for me, on Mondays and Thursdays, I try not to schedule anything. And those are the days where I record podcasts, or I write my next book, or I just work on any projects that are totally me related. Tuesday is all about you. Tuesday is when I record my Facebook Lives for the 100-day program or the paper program or the workbox program. The first Tuesday of the month is when I meet with the certified organizers in the evening and we go over marketing ideas. If I'm going to teach a mastermind class, it's going to be on a Tuesday. It's when I meet with the Organize 365 marketing team and we talk about what's coming up. So Tuesday is all about Organize 365 and marketing Organize 365 and making sure you have what you need in order to get your home and your paper organized. And then Wednesday and Friday are flex days for me. Those are days where, you know, if we have a huge project, I'll spend those days in front of a computer. That's when I schedule my networking, my speaking, any other team-related activities. I do a lot of email cleanup on Wednesdays and Fridays. And that's just my week. So I have a couple focus days, I have a couple flex days, and then I have a day all focused on you. You don't have to have a physical planner in order to plan out your week. And over the last couple of years, that's what I have been teaching you with the Sunday Basket System. The Sunday Basket System comes with a 1 week planner that you literally could just print out every single Sunday, look at your Google Calendar, think about what your days are like, and plan out your week on a piece of paper. For the last couple of years, that is how I have used a physical planner, is just that planner sheet every Sunday. And I'll be honest with you, it's a planning sheet. It's not a to-do list. So I will literally on Sunday look at my Google Calendar, pull off of there onto a physical piece of paper in front of me what I'm doing every day, think about what my top three activities are going to be for each day and what my top three for the week are going to be. So this week in particular, when I'm recording this, we are recording all the videos for our new Professional Organizer Think Tank Start program. So we have a 6-week mentorship program for people who want to start their professional organization business, and we are going to record those trainings this week. So that's one of my big projects. The second one is we are launching the planner. So as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to jump into the Facebook group and share the super secret special surprise that everybody's been waiting for that I'm going to tell you about at the end of this podcast. And the third thing that I'm focusing on this week is getting my personal kids ready for school. Ladies, this is a big thing for us. Your planning needs to mesh all of the different hats that you wear, your home, your work, your family, all together. So when I look at my calendar, I think, okay, what does Joey have going on this week? What does Abby have going on this week? What are we doing as a family as this week? Okay, what are my Organized 365 business objectives? I desperately need a haircut. And I would drop everything to get a haircut if my hairdresser was available, but it's still 2 more weeks. Oh, my hair, it's driving me crazy. So I think about all of those things when I'm planning my week. The planning part is so, so, so important for us, especially as women, to make sure that all of the roles and responsibilities that we have are being covered. So as I plan out my week, that on Sunday night is when I pick out my to-dos. I don't have a to-do list. My to-dos are in my Sunday basket. I've just gone through my Sunday basket and now I've looked at my week. And honestly, most weeks I say, it's not going to get done. It's not going to get done. It's not going to get done. That is the beauty of the Sunday basket, is it holds all your projects and your ideas and your to-dos, not on your kitchen counter, not on your desk, not on your phone, not on a post-it note, because you're not going to get it all done. So pick just a few things that you are going to get done this week, get those done, and pick new things next week. It's kind of like going back to the treasure chest every week. What project are we going to get to work on this week? Maybe you don't feel like it that way, but I love picking out what I'm going to do each week from my Sunday basket. So my goals, I set goals for each planner that I plan. Now, you know that I plan 3 times a year, which is why the 100-day home organization planner is sold 3 times a year. I just broke down every single thing that I have naturally done in my planning and put it in the 100-day program. And one of those things is setting not quarterly goals, not 100-day goals. They're these weird 3 times a year goals. My my years are not even. So September to December is only 4 months, although I would say I probably get the most done in those 4 months. My longest year is the new year, which is January to May, which is 5 months. And I probably get the same amount done there as I do in September, October, November, December. And then summer is a really short year. It's only 3 months, and usually it's really only like 10 weeks. And in my summer, I mostly focus on my home and my kids. So my goals this summer were to get Joey ready for college. We are like 99% there. To work on Abby's driving, I would give myself a B or a C on that. To work on our house projects, which we definitely did. And then my big organized 365 goal this summer was to launch the new websites, which, yes, we did. And they are amazing. Go check it out. When I look at fall, like what are my goals going forward in fall? For me and for Organized 365, it's all about rebalancing and changing direction. So for the last three of my years, I have been focusing on building the physical products that go along with organizing your paper, building the certification program, building the Organized 365 team from 2 people last year at this time to 10 people right now, changing us from an LLC to a corporation, moving us from fulfilling products in my kitchen to having, we've moved offices twice now, we're in our second warehouse, and totally redoing all of my websites. I have all brand new websites. We did a lot of growing last year internally. And this year, I am focusing on rebalancing and changing my direction personally. So what that looks like for me in this next year of September to December is, okay, I've put a lot of time and effort into Organize 365. We have this amazing team. Let's let the team start to take the lead on some of these things. As you know, if you email me, you're no longer emailing me. Like Michelle and Stephanie have that all handled. If you have anything related to a product that's come in and an order that you placed, you're talking with Janet and Melissa over in shipping. And occasionally some of you are getting to Pat. But really, it used to be last year or like for the last 8 months, you would have emailed me or Pat would have emailed you back. And now Pat and I are getting ready to move on to some other new things that Organize 365 is going to be doing. I'm going to be putting a lot of my personal energy into joining our local chamber, getting back out and doing more talking and working on business to business connections. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. So I have been working on the podcast and being a guest on podcasts and getting women to organize their home and their paper, which I am still going to be doing. But I know that a lot of the women that need to hear this message are in 9-to-5 jobs and barely treading water, and they don't have time to be searching podcasts or, finding this information. And I also know that there's this huge push in corporate America today to support women in all of the roles that they have to help them be the best wife, the best mother, the best homeowner, and the best employee all at the same time. And so I'm looking forward to going in and speaking at corporations about the idea of how a workbox and a Sunday basket can really help you divide your to-dos and your actionable projects and help you be more productive going forward. So if that interests you, email me and I will talk to you more about that. So let's talk about this whole idea of productivity. I am hoping that already you have heard some ideas in here and you go, oh, I never thought about a planner as a planner. Or I hadn't really realized that the monthly and the weekly and the daily are so different and they have different purposes and different ways to use them. So I hope that I've given you a lot of ideas about how to structure your day and how to use whatever planning system that you have to make the most of your weeks. And now I want to talk to you about the Organized 365 planner. Now I'm just going to start by letting you know you cannot buy the planner if you're not in the 100-day home organization program. I know. It is very frustrating to people. People wish that I would sell this planner separate, but just like in the Sunday basket system, we have the pink and the purple and the blue and the green slash pockets where they're all the same color. Lots of people would like to buy just pink slash pockets or just green slash pockets. And I could do that. Like, I know I could market it. I know I could sell it, but I'm not in the slash pocket business. Like, I'm not Staples, and I don't want to have all these different colors of slash pockets and be individually shipping out different colors of slash pockets. I'm in the productivity business. So I want you to have a complete Sunday basket or a complete workbox and to use these slash pockets to increase your productivity in your business or in your home. Similarly, I'm not in the planner business. Like, take all the information I just gave you, go find your best planner that you love and use that information to do that planner. I am not in the planner business. I am in the helping you organize your home and your paper business. And this planner takes everything I just told you that is the best part of how I use a planner and adds everything I'm about to tell you next in helping you achieve the goal of organizing your home. So I just told you that my goal for my September to December planner for fall is rebalancing and changing direction in my business. If I still had my little Filofax Franklin Covey planner, I would put that goal on the very top of my planner. And then every week I would look at that goal and say, are the activities that I'm doing this week rebalancing and changing the direction of Organize 365? The goal that you have for your planner is as important as everything else that is in your planner. So that is why the Organize 365 planner is totally immersed in the 100-day program. I give you everything that you need in the 100-day program right in the planner to help you focus on your goal of getting your home organized. I just want to caveat right here. We have a dated and an undated planner. This is a brand new thing and we're already starting to get questions about it. So I'm just going to address it right here in the podcast. Up until this point, you needed to wait until the 100-day program was open. And it would be open anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. And we would take registrations and then we would start our 100 days. We started on Labor Day. We started the Monday after New Year's. And we started somewhere between April and Memorial Day. Those are the three times a year that the 100-day home organization program starts. I have always wanted the program to be open so that you could join it at any time. But the big problem with that was we were delivering it by email. We are not doing that anymore. And it was just really cumbersome to have people on different days in the program. We have eliminated all of that with the new website. So then I was like, great, now I've got them in this planner. And this planner starts day one, you know, on Labor Day is day one of the 100-day program. What do you do if you decide to join October 15th? Like, are you halfway through and you get a half done planner? And then that's not really fair because you didn't use half of the planner. So after a lot of thinking, this is what I came up with. The dated planner is being sold until September 11th. If you sign up for the 100-day program on September 12th, you'll be shipped out an undated planner. Now, the undated planner has all the planning that I'm going to tell you in here, but it does not include some of the things. It does not have anything seasonal in it. It doesn't have monthly calendars because that wouldn't work. Like, the 100-day planner that is undated is literally just going to take you from day 1 to 100 and then stop you so that you can join in with the next time that we have a dated planner. Some people are like, I want to get the undated planner. It's not like a Franklin Covey undated planner where you can like just make up your days. It really just takes you through the 100-day program. So I'm going to tell you about the dated one. When you are in the 100-day program, on your dashboard on the website, there is actually a planner training video that will be live on August 20th and going forward, and you'll be able to see more than what I'm telling you here in a video format, so you can actually follow through in your planner and make these things work for you. So let's look inside the planner. The first part of the planner is actually meant to overwhelm you so that you can get clarity. One of the first things I show you in the beginning of the planner are the million bajillion hats that you're wearing. I haven't added them up. It's probably over 60. You know, you're buying the food, you're cooking the food, you're cleaning up the food, you're buying the clothes, you're cleaning the clothes, you're putting the clothes away, you're driving the kids, you're filling up the car, you're taking care of the car, you're cleaning the house, all of the things that we do that we don't even realize that we do. And the reason I put all these roles in there is for you to realize how much you're doing. and why it feels like I'm doing so much, but I'm not really getting anywhere. Right. No one can do it. No one can do all of the female roles all at the same time. It's physically impossible. And so I walk you through the process of doing the four D's: delegating, deleting, deferring, and deciding what you're going to do. Now, if you listened earlier, you heard that my goals for the summer were getting Joey ready for college, working on Abby's driving, our house, and the new Organized 365 website. Did I do other things? Yes. Very many other things? No. I literally spent pretty much the entire summer thinking about or getting Joy ready for college, in the car with Abby driving, or working on our new website. I mean, some days we're 14 hours a day working on that website. It was a gigantic project. However, had I not done that, the website would have taken years and years and years to do. It was a huge project. Also, this getting Joey ready for college thing, wow. Like, oh my gosh. Because we don't have a college dorm. We don't have a meal plan. We had to buy all the furniture. I've been up there three times. Like, it's taken so much time, been so expensive, and been so much fun. We've had so much fun, Joey and I. So did other things get done? Yes. Like laundry, dishes, cleaning. Yes. Did I do them? No. Like, in case you don't know, I don't do the grocery shopping or the cooking around here. And starting a year ago, I stopped doing the laundry. The laundromat does that for me. Because I can't. I cannot get Joey ready for college and get the laundry done. If you haven't listened to me very long, that may sound ridiculous to you, but I'm just going to say it. I really think, and I've been saying this not on the podcast, but I've been saying to this in people in real life, ladies, the number one thing holding us back from success is not men or grants or any of this other stuff. It's laundry. I'm not kidding you. You cannot physically do all of the things in the house and all of the things child rearing related and start a company or become a CEO or whatever. It's just physically not possible. You have to let some of these things go. And in the summer, what I let go are some of my work things, and I focus a lot on my family. And then as I go into this new year, I don't know if you noticed, but rebalancing and changing direction. I gave you all business goals. I did not give you house goals. We're not doing any house projects this fall that I know of. You know, Abby's going back to a school that she's good in. Everything's set there. Joey's ready for college. I don't have any parenting goals. I do almost all of my parenting in the summer. We really have to decide what it is we can focus on and do. And also, when you do that, though, and you're thinking, oh, well, that must be nice that she can afford not to do her laundry. That's what I think you're thinking. Maybe that's not what you're thinking, but that's what I think you're thinking. And I think you're right. I do pay somebody to clean my house. I do pay somebody to do my laundry. I have not really cooked anything well ever, but for sure in the last 3 to 4 years, I have not been responsible for feeding my kids. Do I feel guilty about this? Pretty much. Yeah, I totally do. I think, wow, you know, like I really think I should be a better cook. Like I should really focus on that. It is not a strength. It is really not a strength. More women I talk to, I'm finding out it's not a strength for a lot of us. People do have to eat. I don't think it's great how our family eats. It's terrible, actually. But here's the other thing. Who else was going to create the whole entire Sunday basket system, certification program, website, and the 100-day program? So I could have become a better cook. And I'm not saying that one is right and the other is wrong, but I will tell you that I am super, super fulfilled having created the Organized 365 brand and all of these awesome products to help female homeowners get their paper organized. And that's not something someone else was doing. And I love it. And I'll tell you one other story. When we had the first national convention this year, the RISE convention, my son came and he ran the sound, and I thought he would be bored. It's 2 days of mostly me talking and then other women sharing their breakthroughs. It's really awesome and fun. He was never bored. He went out to dinner every night with our team. He was there helping set up. And, you know, there are a lot of photos that were caught of him just staring at me on stage, listening. He's an 18-year-old boy. And I'm talking about middle-aged woman stuff, you know? He gets on stage at the end during the breakthroughs. He goes up and he says, You know, my mom's a good mom, which of course, you know, right there. Yeah, he should be in politics. Anyway. And he says, I always knew she had a business, but I had no idea how much she was impacting women. I mean, women were sharing testimonials about one lady came there to plan her divorce and ended up saying that she wanted to save her marriage. People started businesses. People rechanged direction. Like the RISE conference is really, really cool. It's hard to explain in words, but it's really, really cool. And what Joey took away from the whole conference was how much Organize 365 helps women get out of depression, save their marriages, become more organized so they could spend more time with their kids and not in the laundry room. He got that. An 18-year-old boy got that from running the sound for my thing. And then he has said to me numerous times, Mom, I'm so glad you have a business because I won't have a business and you can help me. And we joke that he had an LLC before he had his driver's license. So he was 18 when he got his driver's license, but we gave him an LLC, you know, right before he turned 18. So he's actually, you know, a full business. Like he has his own audio business before he even goes to college. And it wasn't until that RISE event and he said that I realized, oh, I'm a good mom. I'm a good mom. I'm the right mom for these kids. It doesn't matter that we don't eat dinner as a family and I don't cook from scratch and I'm not even doing their laundry anymore because he is going to be able to run his own business because he's watched me do it. Where is that in the parenting book? Live your life with purpose and be productive and fulfilled and your kids will see you being fulfilled and then they will be able to live a life of fulfillment. So I think that that's another message that needs to get out there that not everything on our to-do list has the same weight and importance. And it has taken me 7 years to grow Organize 365 to where it is and all of those other failed businesses that I tried before this one. So really 46 years to build Organize 365 to where it is today. And I'm not done because none of us are done. We're all growing. That's the whole point of a planner is to plan your productive life, not just live reactive based on your to-do list. All right, so that's delegate, delete, defer, and do. And then we get into goals. Like, what are your goals? And we set goals in four areas of our house. We set them for home, for family, for ourself, and for our home. No, that home is written work or money. Home, family, self, and money. And those colors coordinate perfectly with the Sunday basket. And the 100-day program is supposed to coordinate with the Sunday basket. And then we set our morning, afternoon, and evening routines. And then we go through our regular system. So in the planner is a monthly checklist and then weekly spreadsheet. Now, do you want to know what the super secret special surprise is? I bet you do. Or maybe you've already seen on social media, but the super secret special surprise, Hunter's excited, is a clip-in bookmark. Yay! So in the binder, in the planner, I had a weekly checklist on the weekly planning page, and it was taking up a lot of space, and people wanted more space to plan out their week. And so we have created a bookmark, a plastic bookmark that clips into your planner. The other thing is, which is great, is it moves from week to week to week with you. Now, on the front part of this planner, it is blank. It is the perfect size for a post-it note, so you could put post-it notes on your planner bookmark tab if you'd like. And then at the bottom, it says family, self, home, and work. What are your goals? Now, you could set these goals weekly, but what I am going to do is these are my this planner goals. So my goal for work for this planner is this rebalancing and redirection. And then when you flip the bookmark over on the other side is your weekly checklist, but it's done in Sunday basket order and Sunday basket colors. So the first one is to go through your Sunday basket and then all of your orange activities, yellow activities, green, blue. You could see a video online. So the bookmark goes in the weekly part of the planner. And the weekly part of the planner is, you know, the heart of the planner. Like I told you, this is where you sit down on Sunday night and you plan out your week. Now, when you open a book and you have the left side and the right side, I have changed this weekly planner a little bit and spread it out across both pages. So I don't have Monday through Friday on the left and Saturday and Sunday on the right. I have Monday through Thursday on the left and Friday through Sunday on the right. And when you put your bookmark in and you're looking at Monday through Thursday, you see your goals. And when you flip your bookmark to the other side, because it's attached, you see your Sunday basket checklist and you see Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I did this for two reasons. Number one, I wanted you to have more space to write, and you'll see pictures online. We put in lines so it's easier to write in the planner. You have bigger blocks. Everything is bigger for the weekly checklist. But also this fall, I want to talk to you about this idea of planning your work Monday through Thursday and planning your family and weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I moved Friday over to the weekend side of the page because mentally I want us to start thinking about work as half and our home and family is half. And Laura Vanderkam says, if you start from Thursday night and go through to Monday morning, you have half of your week Monday morning through Thursday night and half of your week Thursday night through Monday morning. So it's going to look like you don't quite have half the time because you only have three daytime days and then four nights. But really this whole idea of half work, half home, and can we get more balance from that? Now, some specific things that are in this planner, which is why this is the 100-day home organization planner, is that we have new printables for every week in the 100-day program. So our team this summer has gone through, actually we've rewritten the whole 100-day program. I re-recorded all of the videos for the 100-day program, so every single video is brand new. And when we did the reordering, we pulled the tiny bit of paper that was in there out, that week of paper out, that's over in the paper organization program. And we added in craft organization and some more of those household organization spots that we had missed the first time through. In doing that, Mary and Amy, who worked on all of that content, and oh my gosh, they edited it all. It's so awesome, the content that they created. They're like, we want to make weekly printables. I was like, fine. So they made weekly printables. So every week in the 100-day home organization planner, there is a two-page printable. So I'm looking at week five right now, which is the master bathroom. And on the left-hand side, they have you go through all your over-the-counter medications. And on the right-hand side, they have you make a medication inventory and expiration date. We have a pantry organizer in here. And then when you do your clothing, they have you talk about what kind of clothing you need for all the different roles that you have and what your uniform looks like in this season. And as you go through the 100-day program, I have you go through it three times, a minimum of three times, but you can get through it in one calendar year when you do that. It's a lifetime membership. But what the ladies are telling me who've been through it three times with three planners is that they are using their planner as a journal. So when they write down like what clothing they need for all these different roles and they get back to that section again, they go, oh, okay, well, now that we're in fall, I need this. Now that we're in spring, I need this. And once you've been through your closet three times in the three different seasons, you have a really well-rounded master closet. What else did I add on here? I think I told you all of those things. Then we have a couple of seasonal things in there. So this planner actually tells you about things you want to have for the holiday. And then in the back of the planner, we have a reference area. The How to Sort a Box printable is in there. We have a full list of all of the podcast episodes. So if you're looking for which podcast episode, it's in the back of the planner. And then one of my favorite things, and something I have always done since I was 14, is these year-at-a-glance calendars. Not the ones where all you could see is just the dates, but I take 3 months at a time and I put them on a sheet. So when you have the planner open, you could see 6 months and you can really get a better feel for your entire next couple of years. And those planner sheets in the back, since this planner only goes 4 months, is really where you would write down, you know, like, oh yeah, we're going to go on spring break here, or I'm getting a dental appointment in February and I'm getting my hair cut January 12th or whatever. Any dates that you need to write down if you're not using a Google Calendar, you could put on these at a glance sheets in the back. Well, I told you it was going to be a long one. I love talking all things planners and calendars and so whether you use the 100-day home organization planner or not, really start planning your life. Planning, proactivity will cause the change that you want to see going forward. reactionary to-do list living makes you feel like you're not getting very much done, no matter how many things you check off on that to-do list. But also, remember, when you're living this more planner, productive, focused type living, it takes a while to check off those checklists on the list. Like, yes, the website is done. Go check it out. It's amazingly awesome. I love it. I'm so glad we did it. It took 12 weeks of, I think we had 4 or 5 of our team members working on it, plus the website developer had their whole team working on it. It was a huge undertaking in every single way. But now it is done and it has a better representation of the Organize 365 brand. It's so much easier to find everything going forward. So when you do a big project like that, even though you defer and deflect some other things that you could be doing on your list, you make more forward progress. All right, go plan your September and I'll see you next week. There's nothing like a fresh, new, crisp planner. If you're in the 100-day home organization program or have all access, just head on over to organize365.com in your dashboard and you'll be able to order the next planner there. In 6.5 years, Organize 365 has grown from a little idea in my brain to an actual corporation. Over that time, we've had blog posts and podcasts and free courses and paid courses and courses that go with each other. All of that has been streamlined, organized, and put onto a new website, organize365.com. All of the past free and paid courses have been organized into the All Access program. All Access is a combination of the 100-day home organization program and all of the paper organization offerings that I have. There are 3 components to All Access: the 100-day home organization program, the complete paper organization program, and then All Access courses and bonuses. Let me explain each one. The 100-day home organization program has launched 7 times. And we've had over 1,000 people get their homes organized using the 100-day home organization program. It has been streamlined into 3 components, the first of which is an online membership site that works from your phone and can track your progress. It's amazing. And this summer, I re-recorded every single video in the program, and we added about 20 new days. With that program, when you first purchase, you will get a planner. The planner is only designed to take you through one 100-day cycle. It's 120 days of planning, and the program is actually printed in the planner. So the day you're supposed to be doing the program is printed in the planner. Additionally, in the planner, we have added new printables for every single week. They are not available online. They are only in the planner. So for the planning your kitchen week, there's a 2-page spread in the planner about how to plan your kitchen. There's a 2-page spread about how you track your spices. When you go through your closet, there's a 2-page spread about how to decide which clothes are best in this season. And as you keep your planners, you will do your clothing all 3 seasons and you'll be able to see your clothing through the planner. So there's a planner. Every other season, you can buy a planner for $47 for 1 planner or $127 for 3 planners, and they're shipped out every 100 days. Then the last piece of the 100-day home organization program is the private Facebook group, where you can encourage your friends, share pictures, get input from each other, say you're having a bad day, say you're having a great day, and everyone will support and encourage you. And then once a week, Lisa comes on for 30 minutes and answers your pre-submitted questions in a Facebook Live. That is the 100-day home organization program. You could buy it independently or you could buy it as part of All Access. And as of today, you can buy it whenever you find the program. So there is nothing more frustrating than on November 2nd, realizing you want to get organized and you have to wait until January to order a program. So you may be asking, well, if a planner is included and I join in November, what planner will I get? We have undated planners. So after the 100-day program starts on Labor Day, starting September 11th, we will send out an undated planner until December. And then in December, we will start sending out the dated planner for January again. And all of this is on the website. The second part is the complete paper program. This was also called the Sunday Basket Club. You'll hear me calling it the Sunday Basket Club. The complete paper program is everything you need to get your paper organized, and this is what Organize 365 has been developing over the last 18 months. Over the last 18 months, we have gone from the concept of a Sunday basket to a physical Sunday basket with workshops, with certified organizers, and physical binders that help you eliminate your filing cabinet. So in the complete paper program, you get the complete Sunday basket, the physical Sunday basket, and the workshops that go with it, all four of the household binders shipped to your door, and the Sunday Basket Club. The Sunday Basket Club is our private Facebook group for people who are going through and organizing their paper. And people who are going through and organizing their paper actually get two live events almost every week. So every single Sunday, for 90 minutes, there is a Facebook Live led by a professional organizer. So it's like virtual class where you could do your Sunday basket every single week with a professional organizer. That way, if you have a question or you're stuck or you'd like input on your Sunday basket, you can ask those questions and they will give you real-time answers. Also, twice a month, I go into that Facebook group and I do a Facebook Live and I answer pre-submitted paper organizing questions. If you were in the 100-day program before, there used to be a little bit of paper organizing in there. We had a whole paper organizing week. That has been moved out, and that is now part of the paper organizing class. So you may ask, what's the difference? The 100-day home organization program focuses on the physical spaces in your home. The complete paper organization course focuses on getting all of your paper organized from your Sunday basket all the way to your filing cabinet. Each of these programs are purchased individually for $497, and you get everything that's in that program for $497. If you buy both programs as all access, or you already have one of these programs and you buy the other one, you will be upgraded to all access. Well, what is all access? All access is some of the previously free courses that I had are now only in the dashboard under All Access, the most popular of which are the email organizing course and the From Hot Mess Room to Organized Storage course. I know, some of you are going, darn it, I wanted to do that course for free, or that course used to be free and I can't believe I didn't take advantage of it when it was free. From Hot Mess Room to Organized Storage totally works. It will take any hot mess room, and it is step-by-step 28 days of how to go from I don't even know where to start to a beautifully organized storage room. And what I found over time when I think about Molly and what she needs is she needed the From Hot Mess Room to Organized Storage after she had already gotten her mindset around her paper and her home. And that this is in addition to the home and paper organizing program. It's not really a standalone program. You will pull in and you will do this one within your getting organized year. Also, the email organization course has been rewritten and re-recorded as well. And this will really help you organize all that digital papery type stuff. There are a couple other free bonuses in All Access. We have all of the color printables that I used to sell on Etsy. Those are over in All Access now. I do not have an Etsy store anymore. Also, the 10 Steps to Organized Move ebook is in there. And in the Hot Mess Room course, we had a great ebook that tells you where to donate, sell, and recycle everything. That email also is in All Access. So how does this work? Because Lisa, you used to say, I could do the 100-day program and it was 15 minutes a day. And I did. And the reason I said that was because that's what you told me. You wanted an organization program that you could do, you know, in a short amount of time for a short amount of minutes. And I'm just not good at marketing. I'm not good at like, if you do this 30 days and 5 minutes a day, you'll be a millionaire. Like I'm a realist. I am practical. I am functional. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you really want to live an organized life, like you see me living on Instagram and being able to have a really bad day, but not take my whole world down because I have organization underneath me, it takes a year. It took me a year. The whole year I turned 40, I went through my house 3 different times that year and I finally got it organized. And I went from drowning to finally treading water and swimming in 1 year. You need to go through the 100-day program 3 times. That's why I've always had it as lifetime access. And when you do that, you naturally, you need a Sunday basket, and you naturally start organizing your papers. And when you don't buy all of the binders, what happens is you start to try to figure out how to organize your papers into binders or files or whatever. You spend more time figuring out alternative ways to organize than to just use the system that works. So I know that there are going to be A, people who cannot afford the program, and B, that people that don't want to do all access and don't want to buy all in, and that's totally fine with me. I'm 100% okay with that. But I also know with the 1,000 people that have gone through it, that it works. It 100% works. So if you're ready to invest your time and your money into Organize 365, I know that if you give me 1 hour a day and 1 full year, we can give you an organized house and organized paper. I just know that it's true. And when I was at the national convention, I threw this out to everyone and I said, the programs are not inexpensive. I mean, it's basically $500 for each program, or it's $997 for all access. That's a lot of money. If you divide that out over a year, it's $3 a day. I'm not even going to get into coffee. We can't take away coffee, so forget that. It's $3 a day. But I asked the audience and I said, if you spend an hour a day and $3 a day, do you feel at the end of having done this for 1 year that you got back more than an hour a day and $3 a day? And unequivocally, they all said yes. So if you may say, I'm going to invest $1,000, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get that $1,000 back either in selling things in your house, or you're going to get it back by being able to do more of the work that you're normally paid for, or saving money by not rebuying things that you already have, or whatever. You're going to get that money back. And the hour a day, the national statistic is for Americans that we spend 55 minutes a day looking for things. So if you think that investing an hour a day in organizing your house, you don't have, you're already spending the time you don't have looking for things, forgetting things, running things back up to the kids' school because you forgot to send it because you didn't plan. It's not that we don't have the time. Of course, we don't have. Nobody has extra time. But what are the things in your life that you could give up to invest an hour so that you could get back an hour next year? And this is the game changer, you guys. When you really go all in and do all access and you really decide, I'm done, I'm getting organized, I'm going to live an organized life, do you know what you get? Time. And they keep saying we can't buy time. But I'm going to tell you, if you get organized, you're basically buying time. I don't want to brag or anything, but there are a lot of days where I'm like, I wonder what I could do. And my poor team, what happens is I come up with a new program, like this kids program that I'm developing or whatever, because I have so much time because I don't spend any time organizing my house anymore. I just don't, because it's organized. Don't worry, it'll get unorganized again when I change phases of life. But right now it's organized. And the benefit I get from an organized house is time. So if you're thinking you don't have enough time, I want you to think about a year from now, if you don't do the all access course, will you have more time? Because I will tell you, if you do it, you will. And everybody says you can't buy time. Okay, go to organize365.com. Now, hopefully you understand 100-day program, still the same basically. Complete paper program is all the stuff you've heard me coming out with over the last 18 months, but we finally organized it, condensed it, and put it into a program. And then all access is both of those plus the additional free bonuses. Enjoy!